Back here on the Mighty 690 at 10:08, and we have a great surprise guest here in studio. Surprise! It's Dr. David Wiggins here from CCC. How you doing, sir?
Awesome, James. Thanks for having me on here.
Hey, it's great. You know, we were just talking during Firebird Journeys about this drum event that you've got coming up here. Tell us a little bit about this.
It's kind of an event for Southeast Kansas, and on May 4th, it'll be it's called the Drum Fest, and we've invited students to come play. At this point, I think we have about 30 students involved, and we will take more. You don't necessarily have to have experience. You can. We've got two clinicians, a gentleman named Blake Long, and my great friend Victoria Griffith is coming from Wichita State University, and she'll be working on some ensemble pieces. And then the cool thing about it, James, is all of us are going to get together and put together some giant cadences with everybody playing together. So that'll be it'll be at Spencer Rounds. The concert is at 2:00. If you want to participate, it starts at 8:00. There's a QR code, usually online, or you can contact us at the college. And where was I going with that?
Well, I was just going to ask, is there any sort of a registration deadline if someone's wanting to be involved in this?
No, if they wanted to come that Saturday morning and register, that's fine.
Okay.
And it's a $20 fee. The next 5 registrations are free.
Right.
Sponsor helped us out a little bit, and so we're giving those out. The next 5 that register are free. And they're going to have lunch. Oh, they get, for that $20, they get a cool T-shirt, Drumfest T-shirt, and then they get lunch and the experience of being with the clinicians and everybody that day.
Well, that's great. Well, I mean, we love, you know, the drum lines is great. I just love that stuff. So we used to, when I was in Wichita, you could hear them practicing in the morning because the school is just, you know, a couple blocks away, and it just echoes down. And so that sort of thing is fantastic. So forgive me if you already mentioned this, age range is kind of on this, that this is open for?
6 through 12. Sixth grade through 12th grade or best, yeah.
Excellent.
And we have something for all levels, you know, if you wanted the advanced kids or the beginners too.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to telling people about this here as that comes up, and then of course it's just going to be a great thing to come and watch and enjoy.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
And then also I know that you are hard at work at our coming up celebration here, because we have a Memorial Day on the way here next month.
Yes, sir. It's always been, I've been here about 3 years, and you know, I think COVID hit us a little bit on the Memorial Day services, but did notice that we didn't have the flags up, so I undertook this project to contact the VFW and other people around town and the city, and to see if maybe we could get those flags out on Memorial Day. Now, that has been, we've got, I can't remember the gentleman's name, in charge at the VFW, and we've got a lot of people that are working on that project. I guess there's 1,400 flags, James. That's a lot of flags to put in. And, you know, I think if we break it down, and what they've done in the past, they break it down, and different groups would volunteer, like the Boy Scouts might do one, I'm sure. KGGF radio team, they'll do 10 of them, and or 100, I don't know how many.
1,000.
Yeah, well, if we could get 10 groups,
yeah,
you know,
well, I think
involved,
we'd be more than down to do that.
I think that would be great, and the guys were trying to get me to come down, and I hope that you can help promote that event. I just got off the phone this morning, and let's keep our fingers crossed. I've always kind of wanted to do, and here I am saying it on the radio, and it's not 100%, but it's getting. They said that they were going to try to organize a flyover. We've been working on that for about 5 months now with different National Guard and the FFA, and trying to get all the forms filled out and correctly for that. And so hopefully we'll be able to get a flyover for that event. And we've got some local people will be singing God Bless the USA at the very end. And then the BFW has a Iwo Jima reenactment and some other special events for that. It's not going to be a super long ceremony, but I think it's something that the community can get behind and celebrate.
Well, obviously, we want everyone to be able to attend there in person, but we are going to be broadcasting it live here on KGGF for those who can attend, starting at 10 o'clock.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that'll be a cool broadcast. Yeah. So hopefully we can have the flyover and all the music and the drums. And then, you know, of course, they do the ceremony at the end and with the taps and the rifle salute and all of that, which is pretty cool. I guess I think the motorcycle people are going to do
they're revving it.
All these radio sounds you can have.
It was great. It was a very moving ceremony here. Back to the flags, I know you mentioned that. It is a tremendous amount of work, and we appreciate everyone who's done it kind of in years past, and thank you for helping to try to wrangle this to do it again, because I think it's, you know, although it is so much work, it's really well worth it, and it's I've heard stories about how neat it looks when they're all up. So if a group is interested in being a part of that, who's the best person to contact if they want to volunteer to help put these flags up, and do you know kind of when they're planning on doing that? I'm sure a lot of details are being worked out on that.
I think if you wanted to contact me at the college, that would be fine. Any of the VFW guys, Paul Milas, and I can't think of names right now. John Hufford.
Yes. John, he was just in here on Friday.
Right, and those guys are kind of ramrodding that, and they got a guy named Sam that's kind of in charge of it. But they've got trailers full of flags stored away, and they're trying to go out and find the holes. And anyways, we're going to do our best to get that rolling. You know, I think it's really important to the city, and this year the city of Coffeyville is going to support it in a big way too. So
that's
May
wonderful.
27th, 10 a.m. Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day.
Excellent. It's going to be a very big deal, and I hope everyone can plan to come on out. And of course, Fairview Cemetery, right?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be kind of centered around the veterans patio.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that'll be good.
Great.
All right. Well, if someone needs to call you over there at the college or email you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Let's see. Wiggins.david@coffeyville.edu. Or you can call me at 785-787-0271. You know, I want to make sure that everybody understands that because of what I do at the college, and the college supports this 1,000%. You know, we use the facilities at Coffeyville Community College, and of course I work there. And if it wasn't support from the college, you know, none of this would happen. So I was gonna kind of forget to say those things, but you know, like I said, the whole community is behind this, and so it should be an awesome event.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for stopping by here this morning, sir, and I cannot wait for, you know, this drum event coming up here. We got the Memorial Day celebration and exercises on the way, a commemoration. It's just going to be a great spring, I feel.
Thank you, James. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you so much. And hey, we are going to get into Open Line here in just a moment. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll be back here in just a minute or two.